Oh my, people! Well, I'm glad you're here. Can't tell my up from my down sometimes. Anyway, I actually wanted to talk to you if you're feeling up to it. I mean, I'm not getting on you or anything, it's just about, well, has someone ever made you feel angry before? I want to talk about that, so let's talk! So it all begins with this. This is your world, and all of us have one. See how creative and imaginative you are? It's this thing right here that also guides us, our point of view, and how we feel about others, including ourselves. This is your power. This is your heart, your beliefs, your perceptions and response. More than anything, you want this world to exist because it is your world. You want to share it, right? You're not alone. See, every single one of ourselves has a place we call home, a world we believe in. So, we share them because we are very giving things. It's why there is so much beauty and imagination in the world. And believe me, that's a good thing. So you've shared a bit of it, and suddenly you're met with someone who doesn't like it. In fact, they don't just not like it. They really don't like it. They say hurtful things. They take all that time and effort to put down your point of view. Well, ouch! Do they make you feel bad? Angry? Maybe you said some things back that were angry too. It's scary imagining the world isn't how you believe it truly is. For some, it's as complicated as enjoying a quiet evening with tea. For others, it's the truth that inherently we are all terrible creatures that hate one another, and aggression is the only true form of us. So what am I getting at then with all this? Every day we are doing our best to make our worlds all the more tangible and valid, because we too feel validated in them. Some feel scared their own is just not good enough. Others do their best to make it a reality, and they feel threatened, you know. If you believe for one moment a well-adjusted, happy person with not a worry at all took the time to make you feel horrible, well, they're searching for the same thing you are, validity. In their eyes, you are the next proof. All it takes is words and suddenly it's kill or be killed. Most people doubt themselves a lot. So we say terrible things, we fight, we cry, and suddenly their world became all the more real. Do they walk away happy? They weren't happy to begin with. Now neither is your world, but they feel like they exist. So what do we do with all that then? Well, my sweets, you could show patience, even kindness. They're not well enough to show you such a thing, and it's sad. So some of you may start saying, well, that's just pointless. Why would I do that? They insulted me. They hurt me. They made me feel bad. If I let them get away with it, then they'll have won. Oh, are we playing a game? I love games. Let me show you the score. There are no scores because there's no winner in any of this, ever. There is no justice in hate and violence, no matter what reason we give it. There will only ever be victims. Do you feel powerless? I want you to realize you have all the power in this. You have a choice. Will you be the next proof in line? This is the way the world is meant to be, or will you show kindness in the face of fear and hate? Shall we let words and speculation turn to despair? Hurtful words only have power because we give them meaning. Hate and sadness comes from fear, deep down inside. We all want to stop being afraid that our worlds and us with them are worthless. We get desperate even. Some of you probably believe I'm wrong and that things will never change. But they always do, because someone made their world a reality. So I'm going to ask you, my sweets, is this how you want your world to be? In my world, we all have the desire for happiness and the potential for kindness. Maybe yours is the same. I want our worlds to come closer to reality. If terrible words can have such meaning to you, then maybe kind words do too. I think you're a great person who could make a lot of people happy. You've made me happy just by being here. Let your world grow. Don't be scared. And don't believe for a moment someone had the ability to make it go away with words and harm. You're more than anger. You can be the difference.